Hello, Mixed Nut Cases. This is Nuke Chas, and this is day 26 of the Dog Days of Podcasting project. And you're listening to Nutty Bites. Yay! So today has been a bit of a day, working more on that big project I have for work. Lots of work going into that. I don't have my yoga ball set up in my office right now, and I don't plan to do that until next week sometime. We're going to be having company and there's just not enough room. I'll get to that later. But, so I've been sitting in my office chair, which means that I end up hunching in front of my computer because I have notoriously bad posture, and it's like my natural state to hunch, which is why I normally have a yoga ball in place of my office chair. That forces me to sit up straight and do things properly, but sitting in an office chair, well, sometimes easier, is definitely not good for my posture. My back is starting to hurt. And if my corsets weren't all packed away, I probably would have pulled one of them out today to help fix it, which I have been known in the past to do. So yeah, so that's been going on. And my eyes are watering. Again, lots of close staring at the screen. My allergies are starting to flare up, all sorts of funness. But the cool thing is, I'm getting a visit. My sister, her husband, and their two kids are coming up to visit us. They're coming from New York. They're going to drive up and they're going to spend the long weekend with us. They should be getting here sometime around midnight tomorrow. So in less than 24 hours. And this is the third time, but only the second family member to come visit me in Canada. So it's very exciting. And the first family member in the first two times, I was living in Nova Scotia. So that was, you know, over 4 years ago. So I'm very excited. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but when you're the one always going and visiting, it's really nice to have people come and visit you. We are still unpacking, so of course there's still boxes around, but my sister's actually going to be a bit of a help. She's very good at figuring out space issues, and the countertop that I have, I've got more countertop than I did in the old place, but the cabinets are pretty low, so there's not enough clearance for my drain board. So I need to figure out a solution for that. I may end up getting another like wheelie stack of table drawers or something for the kitchen, but it's got to be big enough for the drain board. I'm thinking something like that so I can wheel it over when I do the dishes and wheel it away. I'm not sure. So I'm going to ask her to help me maximize my counter space in the kitchen. She's very good at this. When I lived in Queens, I had absolutely no counter space. There was a sink and just a little bit of room for a drain board, and that was it. I had nothing. And then there was another countertop that the microwave went on. Well, she came in, we got a microwave cart and figured out some extra table, you know, counters, and got all this stuff laid out and could still eat in the kitchen with the table and had some countertop space. And, you know, she really helped out with that. So she's pretty good at that. She's very detail oriented, to the point that some might say too much, but that's when you have to recognize somebody's strengths and take advantage of them. This is what she shines at. If I could afford to, I would pay her to just say, okay, you're going to oversee every move that I do. You're going to make sure things get packed properly. And when things come to the house, you'll unpack them and just put her in charge of everything. But I can't afford to do that for anyone. So definitely can't afford her. So they're going to be coming. And another thing to note is that the year before I moved to Canada, the year before I got married, I lived with my sister and this family, in their house. It was a nice gift that they gave me. It gave me the opportunity to save up some money, for the wedding. It gave me the opportunity to quit my full-time job and start doing freelance full-time, and contract work full-time, because I knew that's what I was going to have to depend on once I moved to Canada, which I have. I mean, even with the few jobs that I've gotten here and there in Canada, almost all of my work is freelance or contract, short-term stuff. And most of my customers are in the US. I mean, I have only a handful in Canada, and they are not often repeat. It's, I have a project, I'm finished with the project, I don't need anyone else. So I lived with them for a while. And because they weren't living in New York at the time, they were living in Connecticut, a bunch of things got cheaper, like car insurance and a whole bunch of other things were much cheaper. And it meant that I was, it gave me a year away from my family in New York to get that kind of, it was like a halfway house in a sense. It gave me the sense of living far away from everybody. And it was very helpful because I was doing a lot of flying out of town. And so my brother-in-law or my sister would often give me rides to the airport, which was awesome. And we lived pretty close to the airport, so it wasn't too bad. So that was fantastic. And it meant that I got a whole year of living with my niece and nephew, which I adore. I absolutely love them. And I treasure that year because that year they were pretty young, but in that year we had this really great bonding that even though I don't get to see them all the time, every time I see them, I get huge hugs and they'll still snuggle with me. And these are not kids that just snuggle with anyone, by the way. They may snuggle with their parents and they'll snuggle with me. And there might be one or two select people, but really they're not like jump on anybody's lap and snuggle, but they will snuggle with me and they're always happy to see me. And there's that connection, you know, and I kind of miss having a certain bond, with my other nieces and nephews. Like I have one niece that she was born after I moved here, and it's only now that she's, gosh, I think she's four. It's only now that she starts to remember who I am from visit to visit. So a lot of the young kids, like they don't remember who I am when I'm not around, which is hard for me. But I'm never going to have that super close relationship like I do with some of my other nieces and nephews. I have, just to give you an idea, 19 nieces and nephews. 16 of those are on my side of the family. 3 of them are through tech. So that's a lot. And the oldest is 22, I believe. And is she 22 or she's 23 maybe? She might be 23 now. Yeah, I think she's 23. Is that right? I don't know. Anyway, she's a professional. She's got a real job, you know, all that. You know, she's graduated university, everything. It's weird. And then all the way down to a year old. So that's a lot. And all down to the younger one of my sister that's coming to visit. I have had a pretty good connection with most of them and was around when they were younger and definitely did a lot of babysitting. So all the ones underneath that, it's tricky because I don't have that solid bond, that solid connection. And honestly, if you are an aunt or an uncle and you feel like you do a lot of babysitting, cherish that, because that babysitting is how you start to grow that bond. Because if you don't babysit your nieces and nephews, you don't really spend time with them. You know, you only spend time with them when their parents are there, and it's not the same. And I can tell you that for sure. Because certainly there are some that I did not babysit as much and I don't have as strong a bond. So you may feel like you're being taken advantage of, but it's a great opportunity. It's awesome. And it's something that you will enjoy later. So them coming is really awesome. My sister and I, we get along really well. She's definitely one of my favorites. Her husband and I would be friends regardless if we met completely by accident. We get along really well and always have. So that's fantastic. I don't count, he's my brother-in-law, but you know, he's one of my brothers kind of a thing. So that is fantastic. And he's been around since I was in high school, I believe. So I've known him for a really long time, over 20 years. So that really helps. So I've got the office is also the guest room, and I've got the regular guest bed, which is a double, I think they call it up here. A full is what we call it in the US. I've got the regular guest bed set up, got some fresh sheets on it, a nice quilt, an extra blanket, pillows. And then we have a futon mattress that's normally like on top of the guest bed just for extra cushion. But because we've never needed two guest beds, but because we've got kids coming and they're not little. They're not little. They're oh boy, how old are they? No, they're older than 10 and 8. Are they 12 and 10? Jeez, gosh, they're getting big. They're somewhere there. They're not teens yet, but they're adolescents. So I set up the other futon mattress, which is a really thick one, by the way. It's almost as thick as a regular mattress. And I've got that set up on the floor on the other side of the room. And that also has fresh sheets, a nice quilt, an extra thick comforter, pillows, all that jazz. So now I've got two beds on either side of me, and there's just enough room for my office chair, which is why I haven't been able to inflate the yoga ball. The yoga ball I had to deflate for moving, and I haven't been able to inflate it since I got here because I knew that they were coming, and I knew it would just be too much of a nightmare. And I can just imagine the kids trying to go to sleep and like trying to toss the yoga ball around or something. So I'm not going to set that up until after they leave. So I'm all set for that. Tomorrow, my goal is to clear off some of the tabletops in the, the living room area, and just put some of that stuff away. A lot of it is like knickknacks and stuff because the Packers had to take everything that was breakable out, and they can't put anything away. They just put it down. And since I haven't put away the real stuff, I don't want to put the decorative stuff away. So it's just been sitting there. So I've got to put all that aside in a box or somewhere that I can just, okay, I saw that they're not broken. I can put them aside. And then that should be good. And I think there's like one box left that I want to move to really free up the living room area. And we put a call into the moving company to come pick up the cardboard and all of the boxes that we've unpacked. We get one free pickup. We still have tons of boxes, but we're running out of space in the shed. So we want them to come pick up that stuff. I still have to get this work project done. I'm hoping to get a lot of it done tomorrow so that, you know, when they wake up on Thursday morning, we can do some things together. I may have to still do some work then, but I'll see how we get that together. And then Friday tech gets off early. So I'm hoping if the weather's nice, we can go to Osega Beach and go swimming. There is a zoo near us that I've not been to. It's a little more expensive than I would expect for a zoo that size. It's like $17, $18 for adults and $9 for kids under 12. So these kids will just make it. Any older and they'd have to pay $15, $16. And then there's the Toronto Zoo, but I'm not sure we want to drive all the way to Toronto. Tech is going to definitely take everybody on a nice tour. They're going to get to see some tanks, leopard two, that sort of thing. And there's tanks all over the space, but they're going to be able to go inside some of these tanks. So that'll be cool. And they'll get to see where he works. And there's all sorts of cool army stuff for them to look at and cross sections of barrels and just neat, neat things. So they should enjoy that. And yeah, so, but it's mostly just them coming up. They're going to hang out. I'm excited. I'm very excited. And I'm hoping now that it's not such an insane drive, like it's really only 12, 14 hours drive, depending on traffic. Google says door to door, it's 10 hours, but I always add on extra. So I'm hoping that that means that more people will come visit or that these family members will come again. That would be great. I'm just very excited. and this weekend is Dragon Con. I'm listening to everybody talk about it on the Dog Days of Podcasting, and a bunch of people that I know that weren't going to go are going now because PG, and I really kind of wish I could go this year kind of for the same reasons, but having my family here is going to be a wonderful distraction. And it's going to be fantastic because, you know, I'm clinging to the ones I love, and seeing them in person will definitely let me cling harder. So that's good. On the PG Holyfield front, by the way, Evo and Matt, I believe his name's Matt. Oh, I hope I don't mess it up. I think it's Matt from Libsyn, and some people at iTunes have set up, what do they call it, a vanity page. So if you go to itunes.com/PG Holyfield, you will see every piece of fiction he has created there. It's all Murder at Avedon Hill and Tales of the Children. It doesn't have his podcasts, Beyond the Wall, Consumption, Living NaNoWriMo, and so forth, but it has that stuff, which is wonderful. Evo has also said that all the proceeds for any donations made to Murder at Avedon Hill will go to his children's trust fund, which is amazing. Normally they take 25% to half of it. So that's fantastic. So if you wanted to listen or you wanted to read it on your Kindle, you could go to itunes.com/PG Holyfield. And I recommend listening, by the way, because it's done audio drama style. It's a full cast and everyone is fantastic. And it's the who's who of podcasting is in there. I'm not in it, but I did not listen to it when it was live, so I would never expect to have been in it. I'm not even sure if I knew PG at that point. Maybe, probably, but not, you know, like I do now. So yeah, check that out. Donate to the fund for his children. And that is it for now. Bye.
I was there at the dawn of the third age of podcasting. It began in the year 2014 with the start of Down Below, a Babylon 5 intro cast located at downbelowpodcast.com. It was a port of call for geeks, nerds, podcasters, and wanderers from all over the world. It could be a silly place, but it was our last best hope for intelligent analysis. Under the leadership of two veterans and two new viewers, Down Below was a dream-given form, a place where everyone could come together to discuss the show with mutual respect. Down Below was the first of the Babylon 5 intro cast. Listen to a story on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or downbelowpodcast.com.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blog. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY-42 or 347-688-8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 unported license. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.